Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, Andrea Darlis, Elton Jim in for Bill and Wendy. The reason we're playing that is because you just christened. Oh my God, you gotta stop. It smells so good, but too much of it.
It's no such thing as too much. There's no such thing in the world as too much.
That's an air freshener that you're spraying. Actually, it's okay because you're spraying it onto the mic flag.
Yeah, which could use a little spritz, if you know what I mean.
Which you'd use some spritz, but this is a fun topic. We're talking about smells of the season. I like to light a nice pine candle. Yes. I love the pine scent, but this is your
well,
favorite smell.
Yeah,
of the
about
season.
3 or 4 years ago, I used to be linen.
Oh, I like the linen.
I used to like linen.
Yeah,
and so I went to my favorite place, Menards, and
now that is complete juxtaposition. I would never picture you.
Oh no, I don't buy it. No, but I don't buy anything that has anything to do with a tool.
You just buy the smell.
Yeah, because Menards now has more food than Jewel.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what's happened.
I like their peanuts.
Yeah, but Menards is multi platform here.
Yeah.
Believe me, I don't buy any hammers or nails or saws. I don't. Like I told you, my palms as soft as a baby's butt.
You spray the air freshener on your palm?
I'm just saying, there isn't a callus near my hands.
I know.
I don't do any physical labor.
You have strangely smooth looking hands.
I know. I mean, it's because I do nothing physical with my hands.
Are you serious?
I don't hammer.
Do you mow the lawn?
No.
Do you clean the house?
I do shovel.
Do you cook?
I do cook. I do vacuum. I do clean the house, but okay. I always have gloves on. No, I'm just saying I am not.
I was gonna say I have twice as many look at that. I have twice as many calluses.
No,
as
I am
you.
Not a manly
just a
man.
A lot of moisturizer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am not a manly man. My my phrase around the house, if something breaks, is call the man.
I was gonna say who do I call?
Call the guy.
Call the guy.
Call the man. That's what I do.
Or
isn't there a guy who does this?
Okay, what if it's something little though around the house?
I'll do something like that.
But when someone just texted in wimp.
Oh, believe me. And no, I wear the badge and I wear the badge proudly. Believe me.
Because someone else is texting. What kind of man is this?
No. Well, yeah, believe me, because here's the thing. When I first got married and okay, now this is, you know, you got to do stuff on your own. I used to try. I watched all those do-it-yourself things.
House Smarts?
Yes.
The show I work on.
But the problem was that I would do them wrong.
Uh-huh.
And then I would have to charge. I would have to spend more time and more money to redo what I did wrong. And then they would have to. So first they have to fix my mess.
Okay.
And then fix the original problem. So I'm like, let me cut out the middleman, which was me.
Do you own a house?
Oh yeah,
or your homeowner.
Yeah,
I used to be like you. When I had a condo, I would call the guy,
call
the person,
the
call the woman, call whoever to fix it. Now, I really kind of pride myself.
Good for you.
No, I do because I worked on the show with Lou. I've worked on House Smarts for 10 years, and originally, I would do the voiceovers. You know, they would give me the script, and I thought, and then people would say like, "Oh, do you know how to caulk your shower?" And I didn't until about 10 years. Stop! Until about 10 years ago, I can caulk my shower. I can fix a crack. I've actually done that.
I mean,
I can fix drywall pretty well. No, I can.
I don't even know what that means.
I can fix, you know, because I dropped I was hanging a picture on the wall and it fell and cracked the wall a little bit. But you have to spackle.
Hey,
it.
I can spackle. I've spackled.
Okay.
I've spackled.
It scares me.
But I spackle, but I'm not really proud of my spackling.
Oh, really?
I think you can always see where I spackled. I mean, I spackle and then I dig. You take the, what's that stuff called? That hard stuff.
Spackle?
No, the other stuff. The paper.
Oh, sandpaper.
Sandpaper. Yeah. See, I don't even know the name.
What do you call sandpaper?
that hard stuff. And then I will scrape that off.
I love
But it makes so much dust.
I love our listeners. First, someone put good girl. I'm assuming that's to me.
It's to me.
Remember, this is the guy that didn't know tree nuts grew on trees.
I never knew that. I never knew that nuts. I always thought that they were like on a plant.
I love our listeners. You should be a hand model like George Costanza.
Believe me.
These are all texts coming by the way.
The only problem is I've got hair on the front of my hands. See, oh, so yeah. I wouldn't you be able to do hands. If I just if there was just
would you shave the hair?
I would certainly. I would shave down.
Would you to be a model?
Yeah, I would wax.
You'd wax?
I would wax.
This conversation took the weirdest turn.
We started with scents.
Oh, God.
How did we get off of that? But
So your scents. Okay, so you like
no.
We're almost. We'll pick up with the scents after the news. But I just love side of you. This is such a
real quickly. So I went to Menards. That's how we got on that because I talked about Menards.
And I was shocked that you actually entered Menards.
So I loved linen. That was our scent. And then they didn't have any linen. So I was literally at the place and I'm looking through all the and I come upon this thing which I never heard of before. Called Cashmere Woods, and I'm in the store, and I...
You're one of those people. You spray all the scents, don't you?
I fell in love...
With the scent.
With this Cashmere Woods, which is vanilla.
Okay.
Amber. And there's another flavor in there. But it's vanilla and amber are the key ones.
Is this seasonal?
No, it's all year round.
Oh, so
all year
round.
And ooh, so I only bought one bottle at that time. Even though they're 99 cents.
Yeah.
I only bought one because I'm like, okay, first to try it out with Elton Jamie. I'm not going to decree a scent for our home unless she likes it.
Well, because it might smell different in your house than it does in the store.
So I didn't say anything and I just sprayed it downstairs.
Okay.
And she was upstairs and she goes,
I'm going to be sick by the time I leave.
Oh, you will.
Go ahead.
And that's not for, it has nothing to do with the spray either.
No.
And she says, wow, what's that smell?
Oh, she liked it.
From upstairs. And I go, if you like it, it's our new scent. It's Cashmere Woods. And she says, oh, I love it. So then I ran back to the store
and
grabbed every Cashmere Woods.
Did you buy them all?
And I don't want to say anything. And I've been talking about this for about a couple of years now.
I'm shocked I haven't heard this.
When you go to a store,
mm-hmm.
Cashmere, I think I have made an impact. Cashmere Woods. They're not easy to find.
Really?
Because
you can't get them everywhere.
It's a gorgeous smell. It's year round, and so now I have expanded my scent obsession, and that's what we'll talk about. Whoops! After the news, now I'm into incense.
Oh God! Oh God!
Awesome man! Awesome man! Why don't we cool down?
I'm trapped in the studio with Cashmere Woods. With the scent.
And that
looks
is
like
not,
a defogger in here.
And Cashmere Woods is not Tiger Woods' cousin.
That's
it is not, according to popular belief.
All right, 312-981-7200 is our number. If you want to join in the conversation, text us, give us a call. We're talking about holiday scents, and I am trapped in the studio. It's like a defogging machine here with Elton Jim and Cashmere Woods. More after this on 720 WGN.
Still want me? I don't see no ribbon around that old oak tree. I'll stay on the bus, forget about us. No, it is not Tony Orlando and Dawn.
I was going to say, I was told not to sing.
It is not Tony Orlando and Dawn hosting and filling in for Bill and Wendy this Friday afternoon or morning. It is Andrea Darlis and Elton Jim. So you are Andrea Dawn.
Oh, I am.
I am Jimmy Orlando, and you are Andrea Dawn.
I never understood what it was. Tony Orlando and Dawn, but
was
Dawn
two.
Was two singers.
Well, that was the group.
Dawn.
They were Dawn.
I wonder if they were ever felt like they were slighted.
We know they started as Dawn.
Just
in the early days, even Tony. Yeah, the three of them were Dawn.
I know. The meaning is dawn, like dusk to dawn.
Yeah, well, it was
dawn,
just a name.
But I thought it was a woman's name.
Well, it is. But I mean, they were just Dawn. But the group was called Dawn. And then
there were two women,
Tony or with Tony,
right?
And then they decided to
have
put Tony's name
first,
you know, more prominent.
God, if I was Dawn, you know, not hey. Dawn, but Dawn.
Yeah, right. But they did all right. They,
you know,
they had a variety show.
I remember that
in the '70s.
Not
and
three
they had
times.
Candida.
Yeah.
What's the other? They had several hits. They had Tie Yellow Ribbon. They had Candida. They had Knock Three Times. They had Hey, Has Anybody Seen My Sweet Gypsy Rose? Here's a picture when she was my sweet Mary.
Don't
now
continue.
She's got rings on her fingers and bells on her toes.
Whoa, and the texts just keep coming and coming. Again,
hey,
we love our listeners.
Hey, read those texts about my Cashmere Woods. You laugh.
I know. No, I do. I was making fun at first, but it's interesting because everybody has a favorite scent. So, I mean, this is a great topic. Yeah. I love the pine. I love to light the pine candle. My pine candle finally ran out yesterday, so I had to light a new one.
We bought some cool, my wife found them. They were pine-smelling sticks that you hang on your tree.
They love that.
And from Tree Time a couple of years ago, good old Tree Time, mm-hmm. we love Tree Time here, they had a ring that was like, it was like a clay ring. And you stuck it around your fake tree pole.
Okay.
And then they had a liquid scent of pine that you put in the clay ring, and it soaked into the ring and stayed there. And so your artificial tree smelled like it was real.
I love
it. And we
it.
Did that for a couple
there
of
years. There are so many scents out. There's another one at Pier 1. It's called Ocean. And it's the bright blue candles that they have. And they do it in an air freshener. They have it as incense, which we're going to talk about. They have it as a spray. I absolutely love that smell.
Well, I'm just happy to see it. I'm seeing the text here of somebody says that they heard about me talking about Cashmere Woods several years ago. Now they clean the house to it.
I buy every can that I'm able to.
I swear to God, you go there and they have it in the plug-in. Yeah. They have it in the little gel thing that you lift up.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And I have to tell, so for people who are thinking that these are expensive scents, they're not. Yours is 99 cents.
99 cents.
I have to tell you, I go to the dollar store and I buy exactly what you're talking about. They're like little gel balls.
And you lift it. Yeah.
Yeah. You lift the top off and then you just take off the seal and they have, I mean, again, it's a dollar. Lavender. They have that ocean smell. They have a lemon for your kitchen, but you take it off, you put it under your sink and it smells so good.
Now, like I said, I'm not getting any kickbacks here from Glade. This just happens to be the one that I chose. Yeah. But the cool thing was, I always talk about Cashmere Woods. On my Facebook page about 3 or 4 weeks ago, somebody sent me a link, which was the coolest thing. I have to go and find this. They have, I guess it's in the paint section. It's made by Glade. It's legitimate Cashmere Woods. It's a liquid that you pour into your paint.
Really?
And you mix it in your paint.
And so
when you paint your wall, for about 3 or 4 months, your wall will smell like whatever scent. So I could actually have Cashmere Woods
in the walls.
In the pores of my house.
You should do that.
I was thinking about
that. We should ask Lou about that, because if it's made as a paint or
it's an additive.
Obviously, it's an additive. It's a soluble that it's safe for your walls.
Well, the reason we're talking...
That'd be my first thought. Yeah. You don't want it to bubble.
But the reason we're talking about this is, so my wife and I, we just came back from a great trip. We went on the...
Let her go with you?
She doesn't go to many Elton concerts, but for vacation, she does. And so we went on one of those river cruises.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about
that. And we were on the Danube, so we went through Germany and Hungary, and we started in Nuremberg, which was cool, and we also went to Austria. Well, we went to all these European cities. They have the Christmas markets because we went right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so we went
the Chris Kindle market.
Yeah, so we just like they have here in downtown Chicago and in Naperville, they had them.
Yeah.
So in Europe, I mean, this is where the whole tradition started in Germany and things like that. So these are major. They're spread out throughout the whole city. Some cities have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10. They give you a map
for the Kindle markets. Yeah.
Yeah. So on our last day in Budapest, and that's how you say it when you go to Budapest.
You don't
say pest.
You eating?
You say pest.
Pest?
Pest.
It's like Barcelona.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There's
Buda and Pest. There's two districts. Anyway, so we go to the market, and we hadn't bought anything in the whole trip to bring home. So they had this one guy right toward the end as we were walking out of the last market we were going to see. There's these little characters with their mouths open, and there's smoke coming out of them. And so I'm like, well, what are these?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
And so these are these German smokers, they're called.
It's for incense,
yeah,
right?
So you put the incense in the smoker, and it's a character. And his mouth is open, and he has like a little pipe, like he's smoking. Mm-hmm. But then you put the incense. When you burn the incense, it comes out of the mouth.
See, I love that. I love that smell, and I like that smell outside. I don't know. Is it too strong to have in your house?
Well, so here's the thing. So I see this, and when I was a kid, back in the growing up, I remember, and my dad was, meat and potatoes guy, but he got, in the 70s, incense got, cool. he started burning incense, like in like these little incense sticks in our house.
Right. Oh, and I it was just those. Like,
yeah. And I remember being an altar boy at good old St. Bartholomew on the Northwest Side. When I used to do weddings or especially funerals, they would have the incense.
Oh, yeah. That's what the Greek churches too. All the Greek churches that I had gone to for years, they burn the incense and it smells wonderful.
So it brought back when I smelled these little guys all smoking on this guy's
you bought little one.
It brought back that memory of my dad burning the incense in our house. Uh-huh. It brought back the memories of being an altar boy. And I go, we have to buy one of these.
And did you?
So there had a Santa one. I love Santa. Uh-huh. I have a Santa addiction. So we bought a Santa, and then they had the incense that you could buy. So at the time, they had about three or four. So we bought apple cinnamon, which was my favorite of all scents. Love apple
Better
cinnamon.
Better than cashmere woods?
Well, I don't know. This is close. So apple cinnamon, and we bought pine.
I love pine.
And we also bought vanilla.
Okay.
Well, now when we get home, I'm like, we got to use this guy.
So you use them.
So now I'm online
buying incense.
Well, and that's why I wanted to even have to ask callers or texters, where do I buy like really good incense?
Oh my God.
Because I bought some good stuff. It's called HEM online, and it's doing fine. But now I'm obsessed with incense. I'd like to get into like some high end incense.
I have the perfect store for you.
There's really?
A store in Greektown. It's Halsted, and it's either Halsted and Jackson.
It's not going to smell like tzatziki sauce.
No, I swear. No, because we buy all
that
of
wouldn't
our
be bad.
Like my mom and my grandma, you know, they would light incense in the house around Christmas time and the holidays.
Oh, really?
Same type of thing. Yeah, they sell incense holders that you can either hang, you know, like the old Greeks would.
I need cones.
Yeah, they have that too.
I need the cones.
They have
those
that too.
That fit into
it's
my smoker.
It's called the Athenian Candle Company.
Oh.
And it's where all the Greeks buy
and
their
it's
incense.
It's in Greektown.
Yeah, but you go in. Yeah, it's in Greektown, but you can buy scented candles there. You can buy incense in the form of the sticks.
I need the cones.
And they have, you know, again, a lot of the Greeks, and I'm sure a lot of different religions do this, but when you go to visit someone at the grave site, you light little incense. Yeah, and they have little incense holders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the Greek portion of the cemeteries. You can have it. Like sometimes people have a candle holder there. There's a little incense holder, and they're kind of in the shape of, they look like pellets, you know, like little either square, tiny little squares the size of maybe your pinky nail.
Huh.
And they sell that, and in the cone sizes too. I want to say it's Halsted and Van Buren, but they sell all kinds of incense there, and you walk in and it smells just so beautiful.
So to your point now, I bought these incense, so now we're putting them in the Santa smoker. Well, then Elton Jamie, my wife, went online, and we found some of these nice wooden carved ones. So we got one of a guy, because we like wine. So there was a guy, he's got grapes in a knapsack, and he's got a little beret on. He's got a couple of glasses of wine on a tray.
Probably, it's probably Bacchus, right?
And his mouth is, no, he's got a little beret on. He's not.
And this is what you
guy.
Bought?
So then we bought him online.
Surprising. Okay.
And so now we've got Santa going on one side of the table, and we've got, as I call him, Giverny, because he looks like he's French.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
He's probably Greek.
Well, I think he's German, but he's got a beret on, so I think he's French.
Maybe.
And Giverny, of course, is where Monet was born. But anyway, or it was where he lived. But anyway, so of course everybody knows that. But so now, to your point, I'm putting on like, you know, I've got two smokers going.
Uh huh.
So
your house must just be a trip. Let me tell you, you should give tours of your home.
My wife is on the couch and she starts coughing.
Yeah, I would too.
She's like, you got to turn one of those off.
You're suffocating the woman, unless that's your plan.
But it's, well, you never know.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know, Andre, you're looking good. I love walking into a house that has a smell.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I have some Febreze pine that I've been smelling, you know, spraying in the room by the tree.
You know,
or my cashmere woods.
Okay,
which I'm
now,
spraying in
that's
here.
Like the eighth time you've done that. You do that one time.
No.
And then it lasts the whole day.
So now my incense are blueberry, vanilla, apple cinnamon, and pine.
Oh,
and we also have one called Christmas. I'm thinking about getting frankincense because I think that's the smell that's in the church.
Yeah, frankincense and myrrh, right?
Aren't that would like Abbott and Costello. Frankincense and myrrh were a comedy team back in Israel.
Yes.
No, but...
I'm so picturing your house walking in with the scents the Elton John memorabilia, the velvet ropes, your poor wife who's allowed to...
It's a scene, man.
Can she come up from the basement? I mean, is she allowed to live in the home? Let's take a break. Ellen, Jim, Andrea, Darlis, in for Bill and Wendy. More hijinks and merriment next on 720 WGN.